Well, did you two start school together in that area?
No.
I started at Sperling Avenue. I went there for a year in 1921. And then started in the Seaport School in 1922.
And I started in Sperling Avenue School for a year, and then went to Seaport. Because it was 24 before I started at Seaport.
But at the time you two were together at school then, how many other pupils would there have been in the school?
23.
23 altogether, I think.
That's all ages?
All ages, from starting to leaving.
Our brothers and sisters.
Right.
Cousins.
That was from grade 1 to grade 7.
And what area did that school cover? Where did the pupils
right from there? The North Road to... what, Bainbridge Avenue?
Bainbridge, yeah. Well, up Bainbridge.
Yeah, Bainbridge.
Yeah, it was Muir's were going there.
And the Sullivan kids, they lived over on Keswick, that's pretty to the North Road.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a picture of what streets there were and how many houses there were in that whole area then.
Well, there wasn't too many streets opened up then. It was mostly Government Road was the main street right through. Oh, I'd say maybe a dozen houses all together from North Road to Bainbridge.
And that would be from Burnaby Lake to...
to
where
right up the hill. Right from Burnaby Lake on up to Simon Fraser University Way.
Where there was... Broadway was opened up, but it was only
just
access
trail.
Road for the power line.
Right.
And there was nothing above or below that except us. We were about halfway between Government and Broadway on Phillips Avenue.
Okay. So the nearest community, would it be Knockdown? Would that be then, or not?
Oh yeah, that was there, but Lozelle's was closer for us.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
What was there at Lozelle?
Just a community hall that Jim was showing you the pictures of. And a playing field. And then after that, they got a dam in the creek where we used to go swimming.
That turned that into a park, Charles Rummel Park.
And the only way we got into the water was the mosquitoes were so bad you had to. The water was cold, old man. That's where we didn't die.
They had a tennis court there for a while, too, didn't they?
Did they? I don't remember that. That must have been afterwards.
I never saw the tennis court, just the old grown-up field.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was.
But that, when they were clearing that playground at Lozelle's Hall.
Right.
That was the first time I'd ever seen a Caterpillar tractor.
Right, and Burnaby donated that.
Yeah.
They had to pay the man's wages, I think, which was about 30 cents an hour.
Yeah.
The operator.
It was a great big old Caterpillar.
Gas cat.
Gas cat.
Gas cat.
When would that have been?
God.
Oh, I don't know. I think that was about 26, 27, somewhere around there.
I was pretty young, I think.
What was school like in those days?
Good.
Yeah, very good.
It's coming going.
They ran.
Like, his brother was hauling gravel for Phillips Avenue. Well, we were going to school, you see, and he came right past the school. So the old Model T that he had for hauling gravel was pretty darn slow. So we'd see him go up to wherever he's getting the gravel. I never did find out where he got the gravel from. Then when he was, after he'd gone, we knew just about how much time it would be before he'd be back. So the way the teacher kept the time was an alarm clock. So we'd be jacking the alarm clock. I had to adjust to Art's trip coming back. So then we'd all belt out of school and get on the hill in front of Bob Haddon's place, and when he went up there, we'd go about 2 miles an hour, so we'd all get a ride. Usually cut off about an hour of school every day doing this. I'm afraid the teachers these days aren't that naive.
Well, it gives the impression of a sort of farming area, but people weren't farming for a living, were they?
No.
No.
No. There's only about one or two. George Johnson was his hand.
pipes for driving farming.
Well, yeah, pipes for farming. They used to go to the market all the time.
Yeah. But pretty much everybody else had a job, you know, that they're working at.
What was your father's job?
He was logging and contracting and that. Yeah.
What did your father do?
BC Electric.
So he had to go into Vancouver to work.
Yeah.
That's a long way to go.
14 miles. There was no highway then. You had to go down around the lake, up Bainbridge, and then you either had to go Hastings Street or over to Douglas Road, one or the other. And then right over to Kitsilano Barn underneath the Bird Street Bridge.
What time in the morning would he have had to have started?
Well, he used to get up about 3:45. He'd leave the house about 4:30. It was a good 3/4 hours to get there, and he always left himself some time in case he had a flat tire or something.
Couldn't get her started.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going to happen.
And when would he get back in the evening?
Oh, he was finished work at 2:15. So he'd be home around 3:15, something like that.
And then he'd have to start farming.
Yep. He wouldn't even wait to have a mouthful to eat. Change his clothes and, well, I gotta do this or gotta do that. And then at 10:30, he'd be sitting there. I'm going to bed.
Well, now, both your families had cars. Did most families have automobiles then?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess
quite a few had, yeah, old cars, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Bob hadn't had one.
Yeah.
Bill Kerr had one. Did Johnson's have one? No,
Johnson's had one. Yeah.
And the people that lived out in the country had cars.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you had to have cars.
Yeah, it's pretty much all old models.
None of our friends had cars, or very few.
Well, you're.
Because we were within walking distance of the streetcar. Yeah.